Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Ksuvos Daf Yud Aleph Ksuvos 11. Today's Daf Yomi, we're going to start with the top Mishnah on 11a, and the Mishnah tells us Hagioris, a woman who was non-Jewish, and she converted, Vahashvuya, and a woman who was captured amongst the idolaters, and therefore the assumption is that she was assaulted, Vahashivcha, and also a woman who was a Canaanite maid. And so all of these three women, there's the assumption, the presumptive status is that they had been violated when they were living amongst the idolaters. Sheniftu, v'sheniskayru, v'sheneshtachru, whether they were redeemed, converted, or freed. Pechusos mibino shalosh shanim v'yom echad, if they were less than 3 years old, meaning say even if they had been assaulted when they were less than 3 years old, then the virginity the Talmud assumes will return to them, so to speak. And so therefore, then their ksubasan is masayim. If they were less than 3 years old, then they get the full ksuva. If they were less than 3 years old when they converted or they were captured and redeemed, then we're going to say they get the monetary, the dowry payment of a virgin. V'yeshlan tanis besuhin. And if the husband will claim that he didn't find him to be a virgin, and then the husband can make such a claim in court, and he can say that the marriage was done under false pretenses. It's a mekach taos. It's a mistaken agreement, and so therefore they lose their ksuba if they're not virgins. So under those circumstances, so Amar Rav Huna. So the Gemara connects this to a halacha that Rav Huna taught. Rav Huna taught the ger, if there is a convert, but really it's a person who converted, who was a non-Jew, katan, meaning to say he converted as a child. So his mother brought him to convert, and she herself was not converted. So there's somebody who's converting today. We do this all the time. It's very common where people adopt a child, and the child does not come from biologically Jewish parents. So then we have to convert the child. And so how is it done? Matbilan hoso al das bestin. So then the child is converted. In this case, the ger katan is converted on the basis of the court, meaning to say that the father or the mother, there's no father convert him in this case, but in the case of adopted, then it's not the parents, the adoptive parents who convert him, but on the basis of the court, that the three judges who are there at the immersion, they are, so to speak, like his father. And so therefore, they're the ones who convert him. So what's the reason that the matbilan, it says the immersion is done on the basis of these three judges and doesn't say the circumcision? So this is discussed by the Rishon and by the medieval commentators, and they give several answers. Either it's because that the immersion is the completion of the conversion, and so therefore he's already done the circumcision, so therefore he's now just coming for the immersion. Or maybe another answer that's suggested is because the Talmud wants to say something that's the same thing by males and females, since the females don't do the circumcision, so it's just the immersion. So therefore, they are saying the immersion as the example. Or the third reason is that maybe immersion is more of a greater teaching than circumcision, because the circumcision remains with him even when he gets older, but the immersion doesn't. And so you might have thought that a circumcision doesn't help if he's a minor. So Rav Huna is saying, yes, it does help. He can convert even while he's a minor by immersing him. So another answer that's suggested by the Shita Mekubetzes is the reason why it doesn't say Matbilin is because It doesn't say Moen, because you'll see that the Gemara is going to say that the whole concept of why we convert the child is because Zachon Adam Shalom B'fanav, that we can do something that's meritorious for the child even though it's not in his presence. But a circumcision is painful, says the Shita Mekubetzes. So therefore, you can't say that the circumcision is for his benefit. So therefore, you first have to circumcise him against his will as a child, and then only after that do you do the immersion. So this is what the Gemara says. Rav Huna says, Ger katan matbilan oso al das bezdin. So the Gemara says, well, what is Rav Huna teaching us here? My kamashwan, dischutu, it's teaching us that it's a merit for him. Is Rav Huna teaching us that to convert a child is a merit, and so therefore the court can convert him, even though he's not of sound mind? because we say Zachem Adam Shoah Bafanav. Well, Tanina, we already learned that. We already learned that in a Braisa, Zachem Adam Shoah Bafanav, Ein Chavim Adam Shoah Bafanav. We already learned this idea. So this is the concept that a person could do something that's meritorious for somebody, but not obligatory. Meaning to say, if somebody wants to give a third party $1 million, then you could say, well, I'm his agent to accept it because for sure the person will want it. But if you want to say, here, I'm making that person take out a loan, he now owes me $1 million, well, that's not for that person's benefit. So the Gemara says, no, you might have said you can't do this by a child because Mal de Tema of the Kochavim Befker Nichoe. The Kaimon de Eved Vadai Befker Nichoe. So you say you might have thought that it's not a merit for him because the idolater prefers not to have any mitzvahs. He prefers to live without, you know, Hefker, like without any responsibilities. So Kamashwan the Hani Mili Gadol, that's only by an adult idolater. Because Tom de Sur, because he's already tasted the prohibited taste of a katan zchutuo, but a minor he hasn't tasted that, so therefore it's considered meritorious for him to convert. And the Talmud is going to connect that to our Mishnah, but we're not going to go into that. Instead, we'll say so. For this reason, you can only do the conversion of a child if it's going to be a merit for him and if it's meritorious to be a Jew. So if you're going to convert him into a life where he or she is not keeping the mitzvahs, where they don't have Shabbos, where they don't have Jewish education, where they don't keep kosher, well, then you're just obligating him. So there the assumption is that makes it more difficult to convert the child.